This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Howland. He's one of the employee owners at Tab. Comes in and helps us out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. We are live this morning. I am back from the free state of Florida last Saturday. Yes, I have to go away occasionally or the wife will divorce me. And it's nice to get away every now and again and enjoy the sunshine, even though down there, I guess it's been the cloudiest period in like 85 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I found that unusual myself. But we are back here in the cloudy Connecticut, and we're here to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number, no matter where you are on the planet. I think it'll work. You know, I think it's, you know, if you use a cell phone, it shouldn't cost you anything. So feel free to get online, and we'll do our best to help you out. So as usual and customary, Dennis, you have any technology news people can use?
Yeah, we have to discuss a major, major outage that took place this week. And I'm sure a lot of people out there are asking questions about this.
It took place last week because I was in Florida when
it
happened.
That's true. It was the AT&T outage.
Yeah.
The great cellular meltdown. And, you know, the thing that's a little weird about it is, you know, AT&T has been a little bit elusive about what happened.
Well, they gave me $5.
They did?
Ooh. Yeah, a little $5.
Wow, now I can go to Starbucks and get half a latte.
I know. a little aloof about their outage does seem typical AT&T.
Yeah, I mean, they did, you know, accept responsibility. It was something they did, but they didn't really describe too much about what happened.
Right.
And I've had people ask me, oh, was it cyber attack?
Wasn't the Russians or a solar flare?
And initially, like very early in the morning when I got up and I'm getting the news about this major cellular outage, I was hearing that it was every cellular company.
Right.
Because that was completely out. And no, that's not what happened.
The news doesn't get it quite right.
Well, I mean, people throw it out of proportion initially when they don't really know what's going on.
Right.
But at any rate, it took them the better part of a whole day to fix what they did.
Right.
But ultimately, the problem was what they did.
Exactly. I almost actually went to Facebook and posted that saying, I can pretty much guarantee it's nothing nefarious. It's purely just incompetence. It's some guy made a change in a switch in a router that brought the whole network down, and they don't have good redundancy, clearly. They don't have good failover, clearly.
Right.
They don't have all the things that the cloud is supposed to provide you, right? So you don't have an outage like this. It should have been rerouted. The issue should not have been something that brings everything down if you've got that redundancy in a system as big as theirs. Mm-hmm. You know, and I would hope the FTC and these other companies are going to look at, you know, you've got portions of airplanes falling apart these days, you know, and at least they have an agency that's really going to hold them accountable in the case of Boeing. This is the same thing with these types of network outages. You can't keep operating this way, providing this type of network, this kind of infrastructure, and act like you know, can get away with having these outages and not being impacted by it. $5, I'm sorry, to AT&T customers is probably not enough.
No.
Because, believe it or not, a lot of two-factor authentication happens by your cell phone.
Yes, at TAB that morning, we had quite a few calls with people that weren't able to authenticate to their logins because they weren't getting texts on phones.
Or their push notifications.
Or the pushes weren't working either because they're out in the field somewhere and they're relying on AT&T for that push and they're not getting it. And we had to help out a lot of people because of that.
A lot of workarounds.
Not a small issue.
No, not at all. So I mean, hopefully there's going to be some teeth in these types of things where you're like, hey, if you want to be a network, you know,
and actually network, not net fail.
Yeah, you have alternate paths. You can configure routes that'll go around the outage. You just need to configure it, and then of course test it and see if it works. But who am I? I mean, I'm really not the sharpest tool in the shed. In other news, I found this kind of interesting. This is from Not the Bee, which is, you know, Babylon Bee is I love following the Babylon Bee, but they have something called Not the Bee because some of the headlines you put in, if you put in, you wouldn't believe would be real because they got to make sure they specify this is not the Bee. This is a real actual headline. Elon Musk says Grok, which is his AI, will soon be able to do something that I think AI is going to be very valuable for. It's going to be able to read the omnibus bills that Congress likes to make and summarize them so politicians can't hide stuff from us. So we're hearing all of this, hey, we have to regulate AI. And they seem to be jumping on this kind of quick. And you wonder why maybe, huh?
Ooh.
Oh, maybe because of stuff like this. Because it really would be a shame if we really knew what the heck they were doing to us when they put these bills together and all the pork that's generated by these bills. And wouldn't it be nice? I know Nancy said we have to, you know, we have to pass the bill before we know what's in it. Sorry, Nance. We're going to know what's in it. All right? And I've always said that they should be writing these bills at an eighth grade reading level so that and you know, double spaced, you know, 13 pages maximum so that people can actually know what's happening. Well, if they're not going to do that, we can just ingest this whole big hunk of junk into the AI and have it spit out, hopefully correctly.
Hopefully correctly are the two key words there.
Yes. So, I mean, you know, Elon's got AI that's supposed to not have his cars run into the back of fire trucks like they constantly do. So I do understand there's a limitation here, but it's something that could happen. Now, if Congress starts to write laws that says AI can't be used to read their laws, we've got problems.
That's a big problem, yeah.
But you know those guys will do it. Right,
they might.
I mean, probably here in Connecticut, they're already starting that now. You know, let's not let anybody know what we're writing in our implementer bills. Right, it happens here in Connecticut too. So having AI actually read these things is that's the biggest complaint. And they send these bills up 20 minutes before they go and vote on them. It's all part of a process so that nobody can actually be a part of a democratic process. How much can we hide? Let's have the AI who can read it instantly dump out a bulletized summary of all the pork that such and such congressperson or legislator has put in for their district. So this could be a good benefit to actually have artificial intelligence read the quote-unquote intelligence coming out of our lawmakers. I have some hope for that. Right, just a little.
A little bit?
I mean, again, Tesla's still running to the back of parked fire trucks, so AI has a way to go. But Elon's done some pretty amazing things, so I'm rooting for him. What else you got, Dennis?
Well, it turns out that police are interested in your push notifications to your various devices.
They are.
Yeah, they are grabbing up information that's sent out like that. Not texts, not emails, not stuff like that.
No.
Not data streams of any kind. Just little notifications that go out from different apps.
Right.
And what they do is they buy that from brokers that collect that data from the companies that host the apps and then resell it so that they can make money on that free app that's on your phone.
Right.
And yeah, it all comes down to you are the commodity. But at any rate, what they're doing is they're collecting up these notifications and they're figuring out different things that they want to figure out.
Right.
And our favorite senator, Ron Wyden, is he caught wise to this, and he's asked the DOJ to take a look at this practice see if it's legitimate.
See if it's violating anybody's privacy rights.
I would say it probably is, but hey, what
it
do I know?
It probably is, but again, when you choose the service, the EULA says they can do it, right? So it's not violating something you authorize them to do. And it's the other aspect of this article, which was from the Register. In 2022, one of the largest push notification companies in the world, PushWhoosh, was found to be secretly a Russian company. That deceived both the CDC, shocker there, and the U.S. Army into installing their technology into specific government apps. So a Russian push technology was being used by the CDC and the U.S. Army. Come on, guys. Can you do a little bit of vetting? I mean, we put so much – I mean, this kind of stuff drives me nuts because of all the efforts we put in for our customers to try to have them be CMMC compliant or NIST compliant or all the security technologies we put in there. And you can't figure out that PushWhoosh is a Russian company? I mean, Jiminy crickets. So we'll put this link up here for you guys to read this story. But, yeah, just when you thought you were – trying to stay off the grid when something notifies you through a push. the cops are interested in knowing that. And again, this is just for location information, right? Were you in the location where this push was sent?
Right.
And now here's the other kicker. If you have a VPN going, imagine if your VPN, you know, is at a Buffalo, New York. And there's some sort of unrest in Buffalo, New York, and the push notification goes to you. But guess where it goes?
It reports that you were in Buffalo. Yeah.
That's going to cause some trouble. So if you get the knock on the door, hey, were you in Buffalo on this date? And you're like, I don't think so. Well, your VPN says you were. And that's the thing. You weren't actually there. So we'll see what happens with this too. But we'll put the links up there for you. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock this morning on this cloudy first Saturday of March. So get online. Couple lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We'll be right back.
He's a killer.
We are back. This is Computer Talk. Couple lines open still. 860-522-9842. I know we were off last Saturday, but again, I had to get away or the wife would have killed me. So we are back live and here to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. We're going to go to Weathersfield and Camille first, who's been on the longest. Good morning, Camille.
Good morning, guys. On the 20th of February, a few minutes before 8 a.m., I got a notice to do an update to go from 10 to 11.
Oh, you did, huh?
Okay.
Well, yes, and my computer crashed.
Oh.
Okay. And I heard about another person who had the same situation. What I wanted to know was, have you heard of others and what might have caused this? My computer had no deficiencies.
Well,
it's only 4 years old.
Well, here's the thing. There's a lot of reasons a Windows update can fail, and one of the more common ones is if you don't have enough space on the drive to gather up the updater that performs the work of changing the operating system. And it also needs extra working space because it's rewriting files. So as it's doing that, it needs a lot of buffer space.
Right.
So even if the updater file is 4 gigabytes and you have 10 left on your drive, that might still not be enough. Because it may not be able to actually copy out all of that data the way it needs to. Another problem is generally with any kind of an issue with the drive partition itself.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, a check disk might help. But there's a lot of different causes for it. Did you get an error code?
I got nothing. It froze totally up.
It froze up?
And yep, I couldn't restart it. We couldn't get anywhere. The BIOS got corrupted.
BIOS got corrupted?
Yep.
Wow.
That's pretty bad. I never heard of that on a Windows 11 update.
Yeah, the Windows 11 upgrader isn't even going to do anything to BIOS.
How did you find out the BIOS got corrupted?
I have a person helping me.
Ah. All right. Well, that's unusual. It's unusual the BIOS being corrupted. It is not unusual for Microsoft to do what it just did to you.
Right.
And all the examples, we can go back from back to Windows 95 when we started this program 30 years ago, and you'd have the exact same problems, right? Microsoft would try to do an update. It wouldn't even pay attention to whether or not the machine had the room to do it, and it would just run out of space.
Yeah.
And you would think by now it won't do that, but it does still do that. Where are you now with your machine?
It's being checked out.
It's being checked out. So
in a diagnostic place.
At a diagnostic place. Okay, but he said the BIOS was corrupted, huh?
That's what I've been told.
Now, when it was frozen, did you, like, just turn it off in the middle of the update?
No, I did not. I waited.
You waited, okay.
It stayed frozen forever.
Yeah, okay. So you just finally said, okay, it's been 20 minutes, it's been 20 hours. How long did you let it sit?
Oh, I don't know, half hour maybe.
Ooh, okay. So half hour is not enough time for Microsoft. To do anything, really. So a Windows update like that probably takes longer than a half an hour. So just for everybody else out there, if this occurs and you want and you say yes to the update, or maybe you have no choice.
I had no choice.
Yeah, so that would be considered malware as far as I'm concerned, too.
But yeah.
That's another issue. But 30 minutes is not enough time for Microsoft to do anything major. Microsoft needs to sit back and consider. Remember Gandalf in the scene, Gandalf there, and then when he's down in there in the mines and he's trying to figure out which hole to go through, which tunnel, that's Microsoft when it's thinking about an upgrade. Gandalf is trying to figure it out, and then, we're going to go down this tunnel. It smells less bad. That's how Microsoft works. It's just waiting. It's trying to figure out where to put everything. So go a little longer with it. But hopefully your guy figures it out. A BIOS corruption is unusual on a Windows update because that's before the operating system.
Yeah. And if the BIOS got corrupted, that kind of suggests to me that there might have been a hardware issue to begin with.
Right.
And that, in turn, might explain why the Windows 11 upgrade went belly up.
Yeah. How much are they charging you for this diagnostic, Camille?
I don't know at this point. Oh, I'm still waiting.
Yeah, four-year-old machine.
I want to warn people not to do anything adverse when
yes.
they do it.
Yes. Well, you didn't do anything wrong. You had no choice.
Well, that's what it sounded like, but who knows?
Yeah, so if you do have a choice, I would agree with you. Don't do it. Let it wait a little bit. However, in October of 2025, Windows 10 support goes away. It doesn't mean you still can't use it.
Right.
But, updating is not going to be something we're going to say not to do, because by then it really should be ready for prime time.
Okay, thank you for your help.
Yeah, thank you for letting everyone know, Camille.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
That's awful.
Yeah.
I mean, did you do anything on the Googles to find anything?
No, I haven't found anything.
But it's not uncommon. I mean, in our careers,
upgrade failures are very commonplace. It used to be even a mantra in IT that you don't change the operating system. If you buy Windows 7 computer, you just stay with Windows 7 until it's done, and then you replace it.
Write it out. Yeah, updates were definitely something you avoid.
Yeah, but... And, upgrading now is, they've made it so that it can happen, and it does usually, but it can still get people in the backside.
Get you in the backside. Let's go to Bob in Berlin. What's going on, Bob?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I got a quick question for you. I used to listen to you guys on my phone using Odyssey.
Yeah.
And then... for whatever reason, Odyssey would not shut down. In 2 days, I maxed out my 5 gigabit.
Limit. Oh, your data.
I don't know. My data, correct.
Yeah.
So I deleted the app. I was going to reinstall it.
Yeah.
But you go to the Odyssey website and they talk about Windows.
Yeah.
There's nothing for a Samsung phone. How do I find it?
All right. Oh. We'll find a link for the loading Odyssey on an Android phone. That should be the least we can do.
Yeah. And if we can do that, I would I would appreciate it. But
we will.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
Okay. And then that was that.
That was that? All right. We'll put it up there for you. Okay, Bob?
And I enjoy your show very much. Thank you.
Well, thank you for listening. We appreciate it very much.
Okay. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality.
And we are back.
Open your eyes.
This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we've got four lines wide open on a cloudy Connecticut morning. So if you're calling in from a sunny state, if any of those exist, 860-522-9842 is a number. No matter where you call it on your cell phone, it doesn't cost you anything. Because if you're listening on the Odyssey app, except for our last caller was having some trouble.
Yes. And I found out something about the Odyssey app and how it works specifically on Samsung devices.
Really?
Yeah. It turns out that Samsung has a number of features built into their phones that deal with memory handling and power handling and battery saving.
Gotcha.
And Odyssey has a tech support article about this, and it tells you exactly what settings to change.
Gotcha.
So we're going to put that up on the website and on Facebook.
Right. And again, also how to get your Odyssey app loaded. So
right. And we have another link to the App Store, the Play Store link for the real thing.
So hopefully that helps you out there in Radio Land with the Odyssey app. But it's kind of funny you have to do all these workarounds on your Samsung phone. So some of these phones are doing what they can, right? It's kind of like you think about, you know, Farfignugan. Remember the issues with with the Volkswagen Bugs when they were doing their testing and they were defeating the test by actually only putting in their technology when they were being tested and then turning it off when they weren't.
When they weren't, right.
Right, the clean diesel, right? Real clean when you're turning off all your technology after you're done testing. Same thing with the Samsung here. The Samsung phone obviously must have a poor battery. So in order to stay operational, it's got to tweak this and modify that. And you got to, you know, turn this feature off and turn that feature on just so you can use the device. Mm-hmm. So that's what's happening here is how you get your Odyssey app working. Now, we have four lines wide open. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. As we wait for your calls, we'll talk a little bit about technology and Apple, right? They were going to do electric cars?
Yeah, like 7 or 8 years ago, they were rumored to be, you know, developing a car.
Yeah.
An electric car and potentially a driverless electric car, too.
Yeah.
And they confirmed that shortly after those rumors came out. Well, finally, the whole project is dying.
They are
pulling the plug,
ba-dum-boom,
on the electric car that they were going to produce.
Just imagine what an Apple electric car would be like. I mean, they're always about the user experience, right?
And right.
They had the issue with the Apple iPhone where you were holding it wrong because that's why you couldn't get the phone to work. Remember that? You're holding it wrong.
Yeah, and they also are known for minimal interface.
Right.
So I'm wondering how you're going to have all the traditional dashboard controls on a car.
Right.
That you would have because Apple would object to that.
Right. They want to keep it minimalist.
Right. And they would probably have like a little toggle joystick that you move around and then you can change something. Right. You know, you toggle it up to the upper left to turn on your headlights and you toggle it to the upper right to turn on your wiper blades. But it would just be one control.
Right.
Maybe right in the middle of your steering wheel. I don't know. But whatever it is, it would be the minimal interface.
Love to see those designs, but it is what it is. They're not going to be in the electric car business. I wonder why, huh?
Could it be there's so much trouble with it?
Possibly. I mean, again, Apple and its batteries, right? They had battery gate, right? Apple was saving your iPhone by actually making it work poorly.
Right.
Imagine what they would do to your car when it's car battery. Well, you can get in the car, you can turn the car on, you can't turn the heat on, and you can only go 35 miles an hour, but we're protecting your car, right, from failure. We would hate to have it fail. So just imagine this poor Apple car sitting on the highway driving 35 miles an hour because the software said, hey, we want to protect you from a battery issue. Thanks, Apple. So they probably revisited and said, you know, we probably shouldn't get in this business. All right. So go to your calls. We're going to go to Craig with a computer issue. Craig, what's happening?
Boy, that was quick. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Well, we had four open lines and you're the first guy to call in. So you got it.
Well, yeehaw. okay. No laughing. I have an old Acer that was given to me. And it's running 8.1, and the only reason I use it is for QuickBooks. That's all I do on it.
All right. What version of QuickBooks, though? It can't be a current version.
That's correct.
All right. So your books aren't as quick as they used to be.
Well, not only that, but they would never back up.
Right.
So that's not good.
No.
So the other day, I was using it. And I went up and went to the kitchen and came back, and the Acer screen was up as if you're turning it on.
Yeah.
And all there was the swirling donut. Mm. And so I thought, maybe it's doing some type of update. So I waited, did something else, came back a half an hour later, still had the swirling donut.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, this has worked before. So what I did was I turned it off, took the power wire out, took the battery out.
Oh, laptop, huh?
Hit the battery button again to
discharge it.
I mean, the on switch to make sure all the electricity was out of it.
Yeah.
And then I put it back together.
Mm-hmm.
This time I got it swirling donut that said that it was preparing auto repair. Then it went to diagnosing, and then it went to automatic repair, and it gave me two choices. Yeah. Restart, advanced options. I hate to hit advanced options.
All right.
But I did, because I tried restarting it, and of course that did nothing except I got the same swirling donut.
Yeah.
So then I
like, just real quick, just interrupt you real quick. The swirling donut to you, to me, that's not what I see when I see that swirl. I think of something completely different, but go ahead. I won't tell you what it is, but you can probably imagine swirling. But go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So then I get to another screen that choose option. And it says, one of them says continue.
Mm-hmm.
Another one says use a device. And then it says troubleshoot. Well,
yeah, 8.1.
I tried those because one of the other options was turn off your PC, which I had done that before.
Just turn it off.
So, you know, now I'm going around in circles, pardon the pun.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do.
Yeah, you're not booting anymore, are you?
No.
Yeah. And it's not backed up, as you mentioned.
That's correct.
And, okay. So, I mean, you sounds to me like you have a corrupt operating system of some kind.
Yeah, definitely.
The key here now is going to be, the only thing you use it for is QuickBooks, right?
Yes.
Okay. My thought is this. You take the hard drive out and put configure it so that it can be connected as a USB hard drive. You then bring it to a machine that works, plug that drive in, try to navigate to where the company file is, that QuickBooks company file is, copy that QuickBooks company file off so you have it. Because you don't back it, you didn't back it up, and then pronounce your machine dead.
Okay, so I'm putting it on a USB drive.
Well, you're going to create, you're going to turn that drive into a USB, a portable USB drive. There's adapters out there.
Yeah, you can get enclosures and adapters. You remove the drive from the laptop, and then just plug it into the adapter or enclosure and then connect it to another computer.
It depends on what type of drive it is, right? So the adapter will either give it power in a different way than if it's a SATA drive versus an IDE drive, depending how old the thing is.
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No. Well,
I do have a brand new hard drive that it's never been used.
Yeah.
Is there any way that I can use that? In other words, can I copy whatever on my existing hard drive onto this new hard drive?
You're running an old Windows 8.1. I would pronounce that laptop dead. You have better things to do than try to get that thing working again. Your goal right now is to get that data that you need so that you can be productive again. So
yes.
I would tell you that you've got your money out of that machine. Go get a new one if you don't have one. And work on getting that file off of it so that you can then, now you're going to have to load a current version of QuickBooks on the new computer and then hope the version you have can be imported or converted, because QuickBooks is really not that good with that either.
Yeah. Well, it typically will work if you're only going like 1 or 2 years back.
You've got to eat that
then
one.
Beyond that.
You and I both had more hair back then.
I went to QuickBooks Online.
Okay.
That's where I'm using now.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Did you have the data or no?
No.
Oh, yeah. That's a problem still.
So basically I'm working on closing down my business.
Okay.
So, what I was going to do was try to do it online, but I don't really like change. And to set this QuickBooks up the way I want it to, it's just not doing it.
Right. It won't work the same way that your old one did. I'm sorry.
That is correct.
Right.
So now I'm going to have to reset everything, because all I do is like proposals, purchase orders, and invoices. That's right. It.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need to track anybody's time.
No.
I don't have to do reports.
Yep.
Nothing like that.
I hear you. Unfortunately, we can't help you with how QuickBooks works or the flavor that it works. The key, though, is to get that data file off that company file And depending on the age of that company file, you may have to have QuickBooks assist you with the conversion to the file that needs to be imported up into the cloud.
Well, the good news is if he's a subscriber to their online service, then yeah, they'll give him the tech support for that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I've already gone through that, and all they could do was they updated, I have QuickBooks 2000. And so what they had to do was they had to do like three updates in order to get it to bring it up to, you know, current version.
Right.
And now, so when I go on QuickBooks Online, all my data is there.
Oh.
But when I pull up customers and jobs, the body of whatever I'm doing is gone. It'll say that I'm in a project, but it just, the body's gone. So I understand what you're saying is that I need to get someone to take care of this. And this is, I was afraid you were going to go here. What about pictures and stuff like that? Because there were old pictures.
Yep, so it'll work the same way. If you adapt that hard drive and try to get it to plug it into another computer, navigate to those folders on that drive, and you should be able to copy the data off, we're hoping. We have hope that the drive is okay.
I mean, if the drive itself completely failed, and that's why the issue is, then
there may be trouble. And then if that's the case, you can send it to a company called OnTrack, and they can help you. They'll, for a couple $100s, they'll tell you how much it's going to cost to get your data back.
Okay, because I think my daughter has used them before.
Yeah.
But they came back with some bad news saying her hard drive had turned to dust.
Yeah.
So you're thinking that this possibly could be rectified?
Yeah, we always have hope in IT.
Always.
We may not be cute, according to Steve's prior guest there on his comedian there, but we always have hope. We'll try everything.
Yeah.
And then so
well, you always start with hope as a default, right? And
yep,
then work
true.
Down from there.
Exactly. So yeah, give it a shot, try to adapt it. That's the cheapest thing to do. Go online and get the adapter to making that a USB, external USB hard drive, plug it in and see how you go. But I'm coming up against a break here, so I got to let you go.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks a lot, you guys. I appreciate your help.
You got it, Craig. And we'll put some examples of these adapters up there.
Yeah,
for you.
We'll put one up from, it's on Amazon, but once you see it, you're going to know what you're looking for.
All right.
You can get a lot of places.
Thanks again.
You're welcome. Good luck. All right. We're going to be right back. You don't hear any of that here.
No.
Other than all the IT jargon we throw at you, which maybe sounds like Gaga and Goo Goo.
It probably does.
So we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. So the last caller real quick. You know, running and we know we're not kind of cast asparagus at all, but basically, you know, running something that's that old, QuickBooks 2000, it's the year 2024. You can do the math. It's 24-year-old software, right? With no backup. I don't know what anyone's thinking about that, but guys, your stuff's going to fail. If you've heard anything on our program, backup, 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 but we've said that for 30 years here, it's going to fail, right? So the one thing you should plan on is its failure. And then if you're running something that old, and I don't blame you, right? I ran Word 2013 on my machine for way past, it's probably for a decade plus. I think I'm running on Word 2016 or 19 now. I mean, I'm not anxious to change to the next version of Word so Microsoft can read my next novel that I'm designing. I'm only kidding. You want to be current, right? You want to be more current than not. 24 years is so far from current. It's crazy. But we know how it happens, right?
Right.
You know, it's working fine for him. Why do I want to change?
Mm-hmm.
But
why get on into its, you know, upgrade treadmill that all it does is feed their coffers.
Right. But feeding their coffers. So that line of feeding their coffers, right? For us, it's a love-hate thing, right? If we don't feed their coffers, then the product doesn't exist.
Right.
And you're back to spreadsheets and however old, you know, pencils the way you did it before. So there is some benefit to keeping them around. Yeah. All right. So let's get to your calls. You're going to go to Jeff in Middletown next. What's happening, Jeff?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good, sir. How are you?
All right. Quick question. Do you, you know the best way to milk sheep?
The best way? Nope. Nope. Couldn't tell you.
All right. It's easy. You release a new iPhone and charge $1,200 for it.
Ah, there you go. That is true. So those are the folks who be or who want to be current all the time. No, you're right. Milking sheep is exactly right. You're not wrong. Was that what you called to give us? Was that joke?
Well, Ben, I just what sparked the joke was when you guys were talking about Apple's car. I could see them coming out with a car that would cost as much as a Bugatti, you know?
Right, well, that we didn't even get into that. You're right. I mean, just imagine what that car would cost. If a Tesla costs $80,000, of course, $7,000 of our tax money goes back to subsidize it to the tune of $1 billion+ we've given to Tesla for subsidies. Just imagine the Apple car, right? The Apple car, based on their phone, you'd have to be looking at like a $130,000 vehicle. There's no, Apple can't make it for less than that.
Well, plus it would only run on about 70% of the roads, right?
Oh, no. Yeah, and imagine the screen protector you have to put on the windshield. Yeah? Oh, man. There's so many things. If you think about Apple, I mean, all these Apple devotees are out there saying, oh, shut up. You know, you've got your Android, whatever, whatever. We're not wrong. You know we're right. You just imagine what that Apple car would have cost and just what you would have had to do. I mean, just imagine the everything with it when it comes to this machine, the car would be ridiculously expensive, and of course it wouldn't have a cigarette lighter.
No, you're out of juice. You go to plug it in, but oh no, it's a Samsung charger.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, none of your friends could charge anything in that car. Yeah, I mean we could go on and on and on, Jeff. You were exactly right.
That's all I wanted. I didn't have anything else to say.
That's great. No, we appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. How do you milk sheep? So, you know, he's not wrong. I mean, you can just see the Apple boardroom, you know, talking about this. So the car's going to cost how much? Yeah, we're thinking a couple $100,000. And you're going to have to put a screen protector on the windshield? Yeah, yeah. And you're not going to be able to plug anything else into it other than an Apple? Yeah, right. No, nothing else will work. I mean,
you won't be able. It won't come with a disc player.
It won't even come with a charger.
It won't even come with a radio.
You're right. You're gonna have to go out and buy a separate Apple Car charger because, like the phones, they don't come with chargers, right? So just imagine how that much what that would cost.
Right, and in order to listen to any music, you'd have to subscribe to Apple Music.
Only Apple Music.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be stuck in the Apple ecosphere. Yeah, there's so many things. I can just see that boardroom saying, you know, we should probably rethink this. That's too funny. How do you have milkshake? So everything we've talked about has been posted over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. And of course, Mike G is working out there to post everything on our Computer Talk with Tab listener network. So we moved all of the stuff we do about the show over to the Computer Talk with Tab listener network group. Feel free to join that group. We'll happily allow you to join it. Everything's posted out there. And also he's posting over to X, formerly Twitter, if you haven't figured it out by now. And so you'll get all of our links sent to the Facebook page and to Twitter. Of course, Dennis is live here posting it over to our computertalkwithtab.com site, and it'll show up eventually. I'm not really sure the timing on it. We haven't really actually timed it, but it shows up eventually. And of course, if you subscribe to our podcast with whatever tool you use, if you use the Odyssey app, we prefer that. But if you want to follow Computer Talk with Tab anytime you want, just go ahead and subscribe to the podcast. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of listening pleasure out there for you guys if you can't get enough of us already. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.